on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Monday edition of the Victorian Form Preview. Today we are racing right up on the border at Mildura. I'd imagine it's beautiful weather, or hoping it is. It's a good four, and the rail is true the entire circuit. And Warren Huntley, he's jumped on the light plane and he's landed in Mildura. He'll be working there for .com today. How was the flight, Warren?
It was very good, thanks, Michael. Yeah, I think just a rare situation where we're actually on course on a Monday, not covering it from the studio. The flight up was terrific. It was very very safe and very steady. Just leaving the airport at Mildura, and the skies are beautiful and clear. It's going to be a lovely day, but I've got a feeling the flight up might have been the least of my troubles. I've got to now safely get to the race course in a hire car driven by Kate Watts. So I've really got my heart in my mouth at the moment.
Even money chance at best there. Good luck with that, Warren. We're going to have a chat to Michael Hipmont in a moment, but I've got to ask you, for those who may have missed a great edition yesterday, wrapping up the whole weekend, what was your number one highlight?
I'd say Animo was the number one highlight, but there was plenty of them at Randwick. I thought the Galilee Series final really lived up to being a terrific race at Caulfield. The winner, Locuro, looks a really promising stayer in the making, and I thought, through Irish eyes, was terrific chasing. If they re-clash at Flemington in a St Ledger, I think that'd be a terrific race for this time of year. But overall, I thought the first day of the championships was fantastic, and for me, the way Animo put them away in the size was the highlight.
Yeah, it was a breathtaking win, wasn't it? Let's try and find some breathtaking winners today at Mildura, and Michael Hipmont's got a nice team heading to Mildura today, and it's always great to say morning to Michael. How are you, Michael?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, listeners.
Well, Tony's Kick kicks off your day today in race number three. Jess Eaton, good to see Jess Eaton in action today as well. And this is the first start for your stable since he's joined the team. What have you been able to make of Tony's Kick?
Yeah, he's come across. He's actually owned by James Aferis's uncle, so that's why he's come to us. Yeah, look, he came, you know, the Galagos boys said he had a bit of ability. He hasn't shown much on the training track to get super excited about, but Jeff has been happy with one of his pieces of work, and we'll press on with him today, and it's a good starting point for him on a lovely big flat track on a good surface.
Well, the market's found him. He's been $7 into $4.80, so JT's opened up the wallet. A bit more pressure on Jess today as well.
Yeah, well, I'll tell her. We're just driving up. We're just on the way now, so I'll tell her. I think it's more of a reflection on his opposition rather than his form.
All right, race number five. You've got number seven, Ars the Star, which goes around, or Ars the Star. What can you tell us about this lightly race galloper?
Yeah, she's actually had just no luck this time in. First up, it was just a forget run, and then she got caught deep. And the other day, for some reason, she missed the start by four or five lengths. So, once again, she's drawn awkwardly today. I think Kieran's top weight's very well weighted after the claim and coming off much stronger form. This will probably see her out for this preparation. But, once again, lovely flat track and a good surface, and just hope she can get a bit of luck early.
Was that an aberration, just missing the start last start, or can she be a bit tardy?
No, just no idea why. She did it a couple of times really early days before her first start, and then, yeah, she did it the other day, so just not sure, but had a bit of a banner bonnet.
All right, and then you round out the day in race number eight with Liam's the Boss, and this galloper is an odds-on favourite, $1.90. Is that price warranted after its good run at Oakbank?
Odds-on look-on, don't they say? But, no, look, he just didn't handle Oakbank the other day. He has some okay form with Brad Widdup. Once again, Kieran's claimed on their horse, which brings it right into the race. I think they should be running the Quinella, those two horses. It'll just be a matter of what way they finish around.
All right. So who are you most confident with today, Michael?
Probably the horse in the last, by default.
Good luck today, Michael.
Thanks a million, guys.
Liam's the Boss is the best of the day, and he's a well-backed $1.90 favourite in the last. Woz, let's kick it off. Race number one, 1:30 this afternoon, and this is a 2,000-metre race for the three-year-olds, the maiden. Takeout number six. Kyve Prince is the favourite here. It's a shorty here too. Saab Hassan going up to Mildura, $1.75. Distress Signal, $4.80. Cash Offer is at $5.
Yeah, I think he's the one to beat. Kyve Prince. He was good closing off last start. He ran second of a quickest last 10, 200 metres of the meeting, which not many of these horses could do. think a lot better odds were available when No More Chills was in the race. And that scratching's obviously created some deductions, but there's also been a trim up. I thought somewhere around about even money, or maybe just under $1.90, $1.95 is a fair price, because I do think he's got the best form. The race, number three, Kyiv Prince, coming through the same race last start at numbers 1 and 7, Brungle Bertie and Cash Offer. Cash Offer was a little bit held up, turned into the home straight, but I thought then had her chance, and Brungle Bertie was only first up and was strong to the line. I think he'll probably improve a bit more out of that race. I've got him just ahead of Cash Offer and a gap to Distress Signal, who might be next best. But it is a modest race, and I think Distress Signal might be on the way to a bit of a jumps preparation kicking off in this distance range. It's a good race for Saab's or Kiev Prince based on that last run. 3172.
3172 in the first race, number two, a maiden over 1,200 metres. Takeout number one, Spark Up is the favourite. Another odds on him, $1.85. Botox, $3.90. And then we're out to $4 for Perfacer. Is that how we're saying this first starter here, Warren?
I'll go with Perfacer. I struggled as much as you, Michael, but I don't really know, and I haven't done any research on the name. Just need a little bit of luck, or maybe he doesn't, number five, Spark Up. Basically, all his runs today have virtually been good enough to win this race. And last time at Morfordville, he ran the second quickest last 200 metres of the meeting, and Liar ran the first. And he's in a maiden stepping up to the 1,200 metres. I just think with any luck, he'll just gobble them up and win. And again, I think better odds were bet, but somewhere around about $1.85, $1.90 is a fair price, because I think he probably wins significantly more than that amount of runnings of the race than those percentages reflect. So I think he's a good bet, even at about $1.85, $1.90 for number five, Spark Up. Ahead of two, Powerful Flyer, I think it's a little bit over the odds. Closed off well last start. Jess Eden taking the ride here. Four, Perfacer here. I thought was solid riding the speed in a recent jump out. Didn't really quicken, but maintained a strong gallop. Probably even get better over further, but has jumped out nicely. And seven, Botox, is fit and honest. Quite limited, but probably rolls forward, makes her own luck, and there till somewhere a couple of hundred out. But I do think Spark Up will just gobble them up and win. 5247.
5247, one of the good things of the day. Spark Up in the second at Mildura. Race three, over 1,400. Takeout five. American Anthem is the $3.90 favourite for Kiramar Dave Eustace. Wolf Whistle, $4.40. Tony's Kick, $4.80. And then we can go down to Miss Havana Cosmic at $7.50. Who are you with here, Woz?
I'm with the Mara and Eustace stable. They've got a strong hand right throughout the day, and they put a lot of thought, even as late as just approaching scratching time, as whether they leave horses in the race. And I'm thinking American Anthem probably has ridden positively from that draw. The 1,400-metre start's not as tough on wider draws as the 1,200-metre start here at Mildura, and I think she'll probably roll forward, and there's not a lot of depth in the race. So for that reason, I'm with 10 American Anthem. Had a three Wolf Whistle. Say it was a career best last start, but out of that race, Libby Angel's gone to a stronger race and ran well, and Wolf Whistle fought it out strongly and didn't give up. Libby Angel was just a bit too tough and a bit too strong late, but that form's good enough, I think, to be the main danger. Capito comes through a really solidly run race at Stawell last start, so won't make anything in fitness. It doesn't really have a lot of change-up speed, but this is a good race to just roll along somewhere near the speed and at least finish in the money. And six, Hathor, I thought, jumped out okay to have the debut for the Pruska stable, and it's a suitable distance to kick off 1,400 metres. But again, I think it's a good race for the favourite. Michael, 10-3-1-6.
10-3-1-6 in race number three. Race number four is over the 1,000. We can take out six and seven. Vivacious Award is the favourite here at $2.80. Sheriff's Lady at 3.30. Oh, What a Picture, $3.60. And Boga Dreams, $4.80. Paul Pruska was on with the Brekkie Boys this morning. He's got the favourite, Vivacious Award.
Yeah, look, come through this prep, matured out, and come back to this prep, nice horse. Query at 1,000, but she knows the job and want to get it done. She's probably my best hope, you know?
All right, best hope today from Paul Pruska. What do you think, Warren?
I think she's got a great chance. The first uppers hold a real key to this race for me, and I like what I've seen at recent jump outs from both Vivacious Award and Sheriff's Lady, and I've sided with Vivacious Award from a draw that I think she can take advantage of, a couple of kilos off the Tatum Bull. I think that's a positive for her to resume her second prep and run well. Loved a recent jump out 9 ahead of 8 Sheriff's Lady. She's also jumped out well. I think Boga Dreams, who's had an official trial and a jump out recently. The trial was really solid riding the speed. Big, strong, bold going horse. I'm going to say you think he'll be better over further, but he looks to have come back well. And what a pitcher. Had a tough run last start. The previous runs behind Delightful Icing, and particularly the run behind Rights of Man at Kyneton, were good enough to be competitive here with a freshen up. The first uppers hold a real key here and of the race. Oh, what a pitcher, as the market suggests, it's clearly the best. 9-8-2-1.
9-8-2-1 in race number 4. 4 down, 4 to go. We'll be back with a quaddie after this.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview, racing at Mildura this Monday. We're up to race number 5, which is the first leg of the quaddy, a benchmark 58 over 1,000. Takeout number 9, the Mobot, is the $2.90 favourite, ahead of Copper Clip, both from the Mar Easter's stable, $3.40. And then we're out to Our Sistar at $4.20. Spoke to Kieran this morning. I said, have you got a winner at Mildura? And he did mention Copper Clip amongst his best. Warren, who do you like?
Yeah, well, I think the stable obviously have a strong hand in the race. And I've lent to Copper Clip, who's had a little tick over jump out, really worked through the line nicely in a jump out in between runs. So not a slight leaning to Copper Clip. Ahead of the stable, mate, the Mobot gets the claim for Michaela Lawrence. Thought for Aurora Street, who's shown real talent in the career to date, but has been a little bit hit and miss. First run for the new stable, looks to have trialled up well. Certainly has the talent to win. And 7 hour sister, as Michael Hipmont said, probably just blew the chances last out at the start. Probably watches it all unfold and has last crack at him. I'm 3, 1, 4, and 7. And just a bit of an update on the trip through Mildura. Michael, my concerns were unfounded. Kate Watts has been taking back streets and shortcuts and navigating like an absolute champion.
Outstanding. Tell Watts here we'll get her best at the end of the preview as well, so you can give us some warning. Second leg of the quaddy is race number 6. It's a 58 over 1,200 metres. Take out 7 and 9. My Prince Charming is the favourite. Even money, French Bishop at $4.40 and Dasculia at $5.50 are the top three in the market.
Under the odds, My Prince Charming. I think I've tipped it as a most likely winner, but couldn't back it at those odds, and I'd be surprised if there's not some equation in the market as we get closer to the race. But the run at Albury last start was solid, and so was the one probably didn't get the galloping room when he needed it behind Gojaz 58 level at Bendigo the start before. But I do think that these two legs of the quaddy, or the first two legs of the quaddy, are quite even. And I'm going to go with 5. Ahead of 1 Park Bench, who here on the home track didn't get any luck at all at Warwick-Nabil last start. Fitter for a couple of recent runs with clear galloping room, can be strong late. 2, the Mallee Root. Couldn't find a trial or a jump out for the first up run. But I thought the form around the racing preparation today held up well, as you know well, Michael, through the likes of Confrontational and Helmet On. So that's good form for a horse resuming here in this grade from an inside draw, probably off the speed, but might be strong late. Just haven't seen a jump out of trial to know how he's going. And French Bishop hasn't had a lot of luck of late. I've included that as next best, and I want all of those 4 running with me in the quaddie. 5-1-2-6.
5-1-2-6 in race number 6. Race 7's a 58 over 1,400 metres. Take out 8, and Just Wins was the best of Kieran Mars this morning. $3.40, it's the favourite. Jess Eaton could be in for a good day, is in the saddle. Deep Force at $4, Zooey's Comet at $4.20, and Peace Brother at $4.40. They're the only 4 horses under double figure odds.
Yeah, I think we get skinnier as we get deeper into the quaddy, Michael. I couldn't find a lot of value in the small fields throughout the day, but I thought Zooey's Comet had trialled up nicely against horses much better than this grade to think that he's ready to go first up. He's got plenty of weight, but it's a relatively high minimum when you're looking at horses that have got some claims to be winning hopes. So I'm going to go with 1. Ahead of 3 Just Wins. He was really well ridden by Johnny Allen last start to ride to his strengths. He doesn't have a lot of change up, but he relaxed well enough, and then he was just too strong for Volatile Stock, who closed off late and held on there. But better for the experience of leading and winning, he can certainly measure up to 58 grade. Peace Brothers trialled up nicely for the new stable. Tatura recently just worked nicely through the line. Blinkers, Pacifiers and Tongue Tie all off for the first up run for the new stable. I think he'll be off the speed, but he will be strong late, and it's a suitable distance to kick off this preparation. I'll put 4 Deep Force in as next best. Not convinced about him at this distance range, but previously the McAvoy stable wanted to step him up in trip, and he's trialled up nicely enough to kick off at this distance range, but I'm going to work around him as a winning chance. 1, 3, 2, 4.
1, 3, 2, and 4. Zooey's Comet on top, around about $4.20 in race number 7. And that brings us to the last of 8, which is a benchmark 58 over 2,000 metres. This jumps at 5 o'clock. Here we take out number 3. Liam's the Boss for Jess Eaton is the $1.90 favourite. Cake Walker at $3.20 and Atone $8.50 are the top three in the market. Odds on. Michael Hipmont said look on, but do we get involved with this favourite?
Well, I'll be looking, Michael. I thought that numbers 1 and 2, and they dominate the market. They're the only two I want to take in this leg of the quaddie. I was with Cake Walker last start at Kyneton. I don't think there are any excuses. She ran well. It's a full claim here for Michaela Lawrence, and I do think getting back up to the 2,000 metres from just under the 1,900 last start is in her favour. And her run behind Queen Guinevere at the start before in a fillies and mares benchmark 70 was a terrific form reference for this. And back up slightly in trip, I've got a slight leaning to one Cake Walker. Liam's the Boss just looked to be in slightly restricted room late in the straight at Oakbank, a relatively recent addition to the Hickmont stable, but ran well in a stronger grade than this. So they're the two obvious, and they're the only two I'm working around. 6 Andy Pass is going okay, and 5 Fratello Ditto can probably roll forward. I think Siren Fork aboard, who's a very strong rider, is probably a good rider choice for Fratello. But numbers 1 and 2 stand out to me here. 1, 2, 6, 5.
1, 2, 6 and 5 in the last race. Now, Kate and yourself have got a couple of hours spare in between the first. Has your tour guide got any suggestions about what you're going to do for the morning in Mildura?
Could create some interesting coverage on the TV later this afternoon. She's currently looking for an early opener, but I don't think we better head that way. We might just have to find a little cafe and get organised for the rest of the day.
Very good. All right. Well, where do we get some cash out of today's Mildura meeting?
Gee, I think we need to try and build a bank early, Michael. There's a lot of shorties, but I do think the ones in the first couple of races look very much in their right race. I've made race 2, number 5, Spark Up, my best. Value for me, we can play maybe one unit, the win to the place, race 7, number 1, Zooey's Comet. Getting trimmer as we get through the quaddy. First leg, 1, 2, 3, 4 and 7. Second leg, 1, 2, 5 and 6. Third leg, numbers 1, 2 and 3. Last leg, just numbers 1 and 2. Going to take an all up the win in the first two races of the day. Race 1, number 3, the Sarvasan trained Prince Kiev into race 2, number 5, Spark Up. Both for the win as the player of the day. Race 1, number 3, race 2, number 5.
I like that. Get the cash early. 1, 3, 2, 5. Now, what's Kate's best of the day?
I'll just hand you over to Kate. She can give you her best. Hang on, Michael.
Great to have Racing.com superstar. Kate, what's join us for the Monday preview? How are you, Kate?
Oh, you can imagine, Michael. I'm fantastic. You know, I love travelling to these country regions, so very happy to be up here in Mildura racing the first time in 522 days here, so very happy. But I'll go my best. I think that Saab with Kai of Prince will get the win in the first, and then I'll go next best of Vivacious Award resuming for the Proisky Yard in race number 4.
I like it. All right. It could be a favourite day today at Mildura. Now, tell me, is Warren a nervous flyer?
He's not actually, but we nearly missed the flight. We shouldn't tell our work that, but we nearly missed the flight because the airport's trying to work out what they're doing and changing all the gates around. But Warren and I, obviously, we're great mates, great colleagues. Just hope not to get too sick of each other, that he won't get sick of him, because we're here today and we were at Kilmore last Thursday and then off to Wangaratta this Thursday too. So lots of time together.
It's the new dream team. There's no doubt about it. Don't miss your flight home because you might need to stay at one of the locals if you do. So that could make it for a good, fun evening.
Oh, wouldn't be the worst. Wouldn't be the worst thing to be up here. It's nice, warm weather, even though all the locals are a bit shocked. They had a little bit of frost this morning. So I said they should come down and get used to what we are in Melbourne. It's beautiful and sunny here. So wouldn't mind having to stay up here for a couple of days.
Don't rush home. It's a dreary old day in Melbourne. Kate, looking forward to the coverage on .com today.
Yeah, thanks so much, Michael. Can't wait.
Kate Watts with a little cameo on the Monday form preview. That is it from me. It is 26 minutes past 10 o'clock. Tomorrow, don't forget, special show. We're going to be broadcasting live from Caulfield. We'll speak to all the trainers and connections. A bit of an owner's breakfast morning out there, building up to the huge showdown and the Vobis Gold meeting on Saturday. After the break, G Hall up with the Monday edition of RSN Central.